five comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda. Item number six, open to the public, comments regarding item number eight, consent agenda items. Item number seven, ordinance on the first reading, approving the redevelopment plan for block 4701, lot 5.05, 330 South Randallville Road. This is a resolution adopting orders. Very good, we need it.
Ordinance approving a redevelopment plan for block 4701, lot 5.05, commonly known as 330 South Randallville Road. Be and is hereby adopted on the first reading that it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 PM prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Post Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the third day of December 2019. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance should be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage. And a copy of this ordinance should be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Mr. Garrett, please take the roll.
Councilman Glover?
Yes.
Councilwoman Tatum? Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi? Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Warren?
Yes, item passes. Item number eight, ordinance on the first reading, releasing, extinguishing, and vacating the rights of a public in a portion of Pueblo Road. And this is a resolution adopting ordinance. Very good, we need it.
An ordinance releasing, extinguishing, and vacating the rights of the public in a portion of Pueblo Road in the township of Piscataway, county of Middlesex, state of New Jersey. Be and is hereby adopted on the first reading that it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 PM prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Post Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the third day of December 2019. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance should be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage. And a copy of this ordinance should be made available at the office of the clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Have a second?
Second.
Mr. Garrett, please take the roll.
Councilman Glover?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Warren?
Yes, item passes. Item number nine, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated to consent agenda to be voted on together. Materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from consent agenda to be discussed and voted on separately?
Yes.
Do I have a motion? Offer. Second?
Second.
Mr. Garrett, please take the roll.
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Warren?
Yes, item passes. Item number ten, announcements and comments from officials.
Nothing at this time, thank you. I have no comments, thank you.
Michelle?
No.
No.
Council?
No, thank you.
No comments.
Item number 11, open to the public, please state your name, your address, and maybe a free minute.
Hi, Larry Cohen, Family, New Jersey. I was here a couple weeks ago. I'm a volunteer with the Humane Society of the United States. I spoke with you about an ordinance concerning pet stores and puppy mills, and I gave you some information. I came back tonight just to try and keep this in your mind, let you know that, you know, this is not a heavy lift in terms of an ordinance. Maplewood passed it last night. Sayreville's going to vote on it this coming Monday. Obviously, in my opinion, it's a great thing, and I just wanted to come back and remind you of such. But instead of repeating myself, I wanted to also allow you, if I may, to hear from another perspective. I'm not alone, and the Humane Society is not alone in advocating for this ordinance. So a colleague of ours who works with a different organization.
You're welcome to keep making your argument, but we're going to do it.
Oh.
Right? I learned as a lawyer, when you want to stop talking, but you can keep talking.
Yeah, no, you know what? They told us in Maplewood, don't talk us out of yes.
Yeah. You can, though. I mean, I didn't say
that. Well, my colleague, Ms. Clayton, drove a long way from South Jersey. Yeah, may she just say a few words?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sure.
So we've actually, the council gave me authorization to prepare an ordinance. We have a draft. I think my law clerk actually told me that he has a draft today. I haven't looked at it. But we'll be getting it to the council and getting it on the agenda.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Would it be introduced next week then at the 26th?
Probably December 3rd, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, is it next week? Yeah, no.
No. No.
December 3rd. It might be introduced. So.
Thank you.
Well, I won't talk because we're ahead. I just wanted to thank you all for considering that and doing that. You're joining 132 other towns that have passed this ordinance. You'll never have a problem with a pet store coming in town. That's pretty much the bottom line. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Excuse me, what was your name again, miss?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even say.
Name and address.
It's Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E, Clayton, C-L-A-Y-T-O-N, and I'm from Marlton, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Curtis Brooks, 1750 West 3rd.
Good evening, Ms. Brooks.
Fearless leader is not here. One day, I'm not going to kick him down. He's not here. Just wanted to say to my buddy Frank and to the man, appreciate, thank you. My neighbors, my senior citizens, they told me to make sure I came today. But I had something now, I'm better though. Thank you. Thank you again. Appreciate the swiftness. Because you know what we were up against, so to get it done. When we got it done, kudos, man. Like I said, it's always happy. Okay?
Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you.
My name is Costas Eftimios. I live at 58 Curtis. I came here again requesting that I meet with the Board of Ordinance and Public Maintenance Committee. That is criminal intent. Coming from my neighbors and property maintenance. How dare Paul come over there, take a picture of a shrub and summons me to court when all these ordinances I was complaining about got overlooked. He didn't come over there to look at my complaint. He looked over there to hurt me, and he did. Emotionally, I'm hurt. Psychologically, I'm hurt. Financially, I'm hurt. This is a crime. And I want to see the Board of Ethics, Property Maintenance Committee, to go over this complaint in detail. Thank you.
You're welcome. Like a child, he came over here to take a picture of a shrub.
Laura Leibowitz, 102 Stratton Street South.
Good evening, students.
Good evening. Is this the pride of Piscataway? I had included the mayor, council members. I stand here this evening as an elected representative to our Piscataway Democratic Organization, county committee person for 310, and a proud resident of our town. There's so much we can be proud of here in Piscataway. Our creation dates back over 300 years. The beginning of the development of our democratic nation can be traced to our community. As a Democratic Party stronghold in Middlesex County and New Jersey, we need to be very clear about who represents us and what we stand for. With this in mind, I ask that you make a public statement as Senator Elizabeth Warren, Governor Murphy, the State Attorney General, Richard Cody, have all done, condemning the actions of Senator Bob Smith yesterday during the Norcross EBA hearings. Senator Smith acted to suppress the First Amendment rights of those in attendance at the hearings who legally acted to voice their feelings about the hearing and the actions of Mr. Norcross and the financial dealings of Development in Camden. He did this by commanding state troopers to forcibly and unfairly remove Sue Altman, the executive director of New Jersey Working Family Alliance. This extreme action was unconstitutional and severe. This behavior is unacceptable, and it reeks of a leader that we as Democrats are working to keep out of office in 2020. I'm sad to say that this is not the first time you or I have witnessed this senator behave in this manner. He has threatened to have my friends and colleagues removed from meetings when they spoke in opposition to his political dealings or thoughts. He's also worked a strong arm to closing meetings ahead of frank discussions about issues of importance to Piscataway, to our town, state, and nation. It's time for Piscataway to lead again by calling out truth to even those you consider your closest friend and ally when they behave badly. You need to call out the senator for his bullying behavior, suppression of free speech, and strong-arm tactics. How can we call ourselves leaders, voices of reason, and true to the democratic beliefs without a clear message to the senator that we do not approve and this behavior is not okay?